Rookie Bubba Wade, Bravo Hotel, November, monitoring, 31262.
I didn't catch the call there, but I heard somebody. ACLPS, Grand Rapids.
Yeah, okay, I think I got KCALPS, if I got that right. Yeah, this is WB10, Whiskey Bravo 8, Bravo Hotel, November. The handle is 7, Sierra, Echo, Victor, India, Mike, 7, in Dearborn Heights. How come?
All right, I know where Dearborn Heights is at. Used to live right by there many years ago. But that was a different time.
I'll say. I used to live here, too. I live in Illinois, visiting Mom. So, yeah, it sure was a different time. We'll let it go with that. Yeah. So, I'm just checking what I can hear and talk to here in Dearborn Heights on DMR. So, not DMR Mark or P25, just plain old DMR. So, PC8LTS, WBHN.
All right, yeah, so if you're visiting Mom, probably lived there in your childhood, maybe, that's what I'm guessing. So, yeah, I moved over there 30 years ago after college for work. Not around there anymore. So, on to bigger and better things, I guess you could say. So, I'm over here across the state, and on the west side of the state in Grand Rapids right now, working over here.
Yeah, okay, good. Well, glad you have viable work. Yeah, I went to high school at Crestwood High School here in Dearborn Heights. So, yeah, and then I worked for Ford Motor Company for a while. And then I went to Chicago. So I pretty much finished my career at Motorola in Schaumburg. So I'm just visiting here and just scoping out what I can do in here. And on this side of the Duck Pond, Great Lake, Michigan. So see how it goes here. I didn't catch your name. I think KC8LPS, WB8BHN.
All right. Name here is TJ, Tango Juliet. Nice and short so I can remember it. Sorry, I'm navigating some traffic here, so I've lost my train of thought. Sorry about that. So you're out in Chicago now, so is what you're saying. So you said you worked for Motorola out there? Or you're out towards Schaumburg or what?
Yeah, indeed. I worked for Motorola. So it was a great place to work back in the day. But things have changed there too, just like we're talking about here. So, yeah. Yeah, okay. Fine, TJ. I was asking... I went to high school at Crestwood here. I was wondering if you went to high school in the area yourself. Go ahead.
No, I did not. I just I live over there when I took the job I have now. When I first moved over there, working in Detroit, that was. Almost 30 years ago, and then I transferred back to Grand Rapids, which is where I was originally from, and went to school and college and all that stuff. So now I, went back home over here to the west side of the state. So I did spend 20 years over there, so I'm pretty familiar with the area. So I was seven years or so ago, I moved back over here to the west side.
Yeah, okay, real fun. There's some packet loss on your left transmission, quite a bit of packet loss, so I got most of it, though. Real good on here and there, moving over there. Yeah, I worked at Motorola in a lot of different capacities, and it was a good ride. It was a good company to work for, and made good radios, and still do, I think. So I'm debating whether I should buy another radio, like a P25 radio, or a maybe something like an R7 or something like that. That wasn't out when I was there, so. Thinking about R7 or something like that, but there just isn't enough P25 activity in the area, and maybe I should just get a base station here and something like that. But DMR is living well, I think. So I don't know if you're in a good coverage area or not, TJ, but I'll spit back to you and see if you're copying me. 58 LTS, WBHN.
Turn off the analog radio, so you don't have to hear the top of the time slot transmissions on DMR here. I should be in a decent coverage area. I'm not terribly far from the repeater, so it should be decent. It probably might have been just some network traffic or packet loss in the network between this side of the state and that side of the state, so... who knows? It happens every so often. There's some public internet connections in between, so sometimes you can't guarantee the quality on that stuff.
Yeah, okay. Real good. So are you involved with telecom or engineering or something like that in your job? Good thing. If I remember your call sign correctly, your call sign is on one of the repeaters in the area, if I'm not mistaken. So are you in engineering or telecom? Go ahead.
Yeah, kind of. In a roundabout way. So, yeah, part of my job is working on radio stuff for my employer. So they got things like that going on, you know. Work on phones and circuits and radios and video cameras and everything electronic for them. So, yeah, they'll say I covered, when I was over there, I covered the eastern half of the state, and now that I'm over here, I cover the western half of the state. But I still get over there and work with those guys over there, too. So, Left my equipment I had over there, so I still work the way. Go over there once in a while and fix it if I need to or whatever. So yeah, I work on. I got a bunch of Motorola radios in the vehicle here. They belong to the employer and some that are mine.
Yeah, okay. You know, in the day we used to say I was doing field testing, right? Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, real good. Real good on getting around a little bit. It's nice to have different territories to go between and share experiences with other system engineers and things like that. Yeah, cameras and body cams and license plate recognition. Some of that stuff started in Motorola Labs, the last part of Motorola that I was in. So. That was the research part of Motorola, so that was before 2008. So, yeah, real good. Well, it sounds like you got a variety of things to work on, and that's always good with work, some variety. So, KCALS, WBHN.
Yeah, it keeps the day interesting. You know, not doing the same thing every day. That would drive me crazy. I like the fact that I get to do different things almost every day. So it's it would be just way too monotonous if it was the same thing over and over again. I couldn't go back and do the same thing every day. It wouldn't work out for me. I would be looking for other places to go. So it's nice that you get different. I don't want to say avenues, different disciplines to work on, and then different technology all over the years. It all changes, the location changes, and you get to travel around. It is kind of nice to do that, have something different every day.
Yeah, and Motorola had a lot of technologies both deployed in the field and in research and also prototyping and stuff like that. So, it was a good company to work for back in the day, and I had a lot of fun. One of the things that I was involved with deeply was one of the first wide area systems that ended up being the state of Michigan trunk system. So a lot of the inventions, design, software development, and deployment for the Michigan statewide system to get anywhere in the state, upper and lower peninsula, get a talking channel in 750 milliseconds. So that was quite a challenge back in the day. So I'm sure you know about that. So KCALTS, WBHN.
Well, yep, I know about that system well. Have pretty much been working with them and since the inception of the system. So, we actually worked with them before that, but so utilize it, know it well. I don't, work for them, but we utilize it, and I guess what do you want to say? Collaborate with them quite a bit.
Yeah, okay. They have a lot of different municipalities and different types of departments and things like that on it, so that would be a good thing. So, yeah, well, okay. Hey, thanks for the share. I got to do a couple of things here with Mom, so I'm going to sign with you. And I hope to talk to you some more about whatever, whether it's VMR, P25, systems engineering. Be glad to chat with you about what's going on in the state, ham radio-wise or commercial. Any of those topics would be great. Fair game. So thanks for coming back to me, and we'll talk to you some more today. KC8LTS. WBHN will be clear with your final.
Yep, no problem. It was good talking to you also, and good timing on your part, because I just pulled up into the shop here, and I'm going to go try to eat my lunch, my light lunch, because I had other things to do and worked through my actual lunch time. So going to go take it now. 7-3, and I'll talk to you later. KC8LTS.
73 WBHN. Watch out for that snow. WBHN testing. 3-1-2-6-2. Michigan statewide. WBHN. This is KBIVP, statewide 2.